Proclamation number 9014, dated the July 13th, 1965. Appeals for a gift of strength for the souls of the deceased. Whenever you can't help but think of a departed person, you should know it is always an appeal for help which you should provide, since no one else is taking care of them. And when they see your light, they, too, would like to gather around you and draw strength from this light, for they often don't know the meaning of this light, especially if they were caught up in error until now. Then it will suffice to send just one thought to the soul, inviting it to join you and accept the lesson. For especially the souls which are not followed by loving intercession suffer much hardship, and they, too, shall be helped to come into the possession of truth. Just one conscious invitation to take part in your instructions is already enough to attract the souls permanently, with the result that they will not leave you anymore, that they will join the large group of those whom I will then be able to address myself. And you will be constantly surrounded by souls wanting to increase their knowledge in order to pass it on to those who are less knowledgeable and whom they want to help as well. And then it will be essential that you inform them of my act of salvation, for only when they have found him and deliverance from their guilt will they accept profound knowledge. This first necessitates their activity of love, as they will only be able to understand it if they employ their will to love again in order to help souls which are suffering the same hardship. Only then will they themselves penetrate the truth ever more, and they will find it easy to hand themselves over to the Divine Redeemer and appeal to him for forgiveness of their guilt. Then, however, will the Divine Word constantly flow to them, and they will also accept it, irrespective of where and how it is offered to them. Yet especially the first step is very difficult for the soul until it has experienced the strength of intercession, which will express itself as a change of will, and thus it is easier to influence, so that the soul will also comply when it receives its calling. Therefore pay attention to every such request and offer assistance to the souls which desire help, which indeed remind many people on earth of themselves, yet will only find intercession with those who are able to help them spiritually, because they are in conscious contact with me and I am able to reveal myself to them. And the fact that the strength of my word is tremendously effective may be experienced by every soul once it has joined you, for its progress will be guaranteed. Once I am offered the opportunity to reveal myself to a person through the working of my spirit, this person will stand amid a gleam of light which will attract many souls willing to accept the same as you have been offered, and due to you all souls which you include in your intercession will then no longer be able to go astray. For then you will only be motivated by love for these souls. And for the sake of this love I will also give strength to those on whose behalf you pray. I also have to apply the laws in the beyond, and these first and foremost include the being's free will, which may not be infringed upon, neither by myself nor by my adversary. Therefore it matters that you, who also have to respect free will, lovingly remember the souls which are still weak-willed but unable to resist the strength of intercession, and whose will you are therefore able to influence. Since they were beneficially affected by the strength of love, they will no longer resist and be irresistibly drawn to you, so that you then will also be able to convey the gospel of love to them. If only you knew how ardently your adherents, the souls, accept my word, how they constantly feel that they are progressing, and how grateful they are to you that you, due to your intercession, help them to participate in your instructions, you would not stop praying for such souls and even be pleased with their progress, for they, too, will protect you whenever possible, to prevent the receiving of the word being interrupted. You will also purify your surroundings, so that no one will become subject to the adversary's temptations as soon as they surround you. Precisely this makes your activity so important, since it enables you to contribute towards the redemption of many souls by offering them bread and wine, thus the delectable elixir of life and the most effective nourishment, and one day you will feel the inner joy of having been able to contribute towards the ascent of those who, without your help, would still have languished in darkness for a very long time. Therefore, take notice of every thought which reminds you of someone deceased. Consider it a call for help which you must not reject, and then consciously call him close to you, and the first step up will have been taken. For as soon as a person intercedes on behalf of such a soul, I will also be able to grant strength to the soul for the sake of this person, which otherwise would not be possible for me, since it contradicts the law of eternity, as only free will can request strength, but which I now recognize in the loving intercession, and thus grant my mercy to this soul, and then will also be able to provide it with the grace of my word through you. People would be able to redeem all souls through loving intercession, but how few are aware of this, and how great is therefore my adversary's power, who will try anything to disrupt such contacts from the spiritual world to earth, but who will be unable to take effect if a human being hands himself over to me with love, and thus I will also protect him, especially if I want to speak through him to the souls in the beyond, which my adversary will never be able to prevent me from doing. For where the will for redemption exists, people will be delivered from the one who had held them captive long enough, and whose only weapon is love, which will defeat him and from which he takes flight, because it is and will remain my share for eternity. Amen.